Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Who Inspire. My guest today is Lisbeth Calandrino, my good friend Lisbeth Calandrino, entrepreneur, and she's here to talk about maintaining business savvy in uncertain times. So, Liz, how are you?
I'm feeling good, so that's a good sign, right?
Yep. So you have been an entrepreneur for many, many years. What makes you classify the era that we're living in right now, uncertain times?
Well, if you go back and you kind of compare it with what happened in 2008 and 2009, that is when we really started uncertainty, right? Things were changing around us. We began to be more global. And, you know, we had the stock market issue. We had insurance issues and housing. Things that we had never really had happened before in our economy or even expected to happen. And so we were caught, I said, many businesses and a lot of us, we're just caught in the middle, and we hadn't prepared, and we had no idea of what to do. So a lot of people lost their homes. I had friends that lost their homes. I mean, that's terrible.
Yep.
So, again, we find ourselves with issues in oil. We have a virus now that is much more lethal than all the rest of the viruses that we're used to. And, you know, we're finding that we have issues with imports. You know, we have goods that are coming from countries that seem to be having real issues with this coronavirus. So now we're in the middle. If you're in business now, you're thinking, what do I do? Or maybe you're not even thinking, which is worse.
So what do you do?
Oh, well, this is interesting. Yesterday, I made 12 calls to companies on the West Coast in the state of Washington, right? This is where they seem to be having more shutdowns and, you know, bigger issues, right? So I called businesses and asked them, what were they thinking? And, you know, what was scary to me is that people weren't really thinking much other than the fact that they could see that changes were going on around them. For instance, freeways were much, much quieter. And even though these were not national businesses for the most part, they noticed that big businesses or national businesses in the same plaza with them or around there had very little traffic. And so I asked them, well, what does this mean to you? And they said, well, we don't know. And, you know, that was the part that's kind of scary, that people are seeing things happening, and then they say, oh, this is just hype. You know, people that are dying are old, and, you know, who cares who they are, whether they're old or young, right? It's a question of that there are things that we need to pay attention to.
Okay. And so, what are those things?
Yeah, okay. So I was doing some research also, since I asked was, you know, what about your insurance policies on your business? You know, we have, if you're in business, you probably have something called business interruption insurance. Now, what does that cover? You know, does that cover, let's say, now I'm listening to what's going on in Westchester, right, where they've closed a certain section and,
right?
So, you know, what happens? Are you covered for that? So I went on to take a look, and it's funny. I did ask that question when I was on the phone with businesses yesterday, and there was one guy who said to me, you know, funny you should ask that, because this summer I had to renew my insurance, and the my insurance guy said to me, you know, we should raise your insurance to cover some other things. And, you know, he talked about things that we, you know, don't happen very often with our merchandise, you know, and how do we protect those things? But he said, you know, now you're making me think about whether or not there are any kind of health issues. So I went online to take a look. And in 2014, when we had the Ebola epidemic, you know, that was the first time that there was some issues around insurance that people actually tried to sue. And it appears that Lloyd's of London put together a package called Covered Peril. It's a specialty item, but, you know, pretty much you're not covered. If people get sick or they tell you to close your business, you know, you're stuck. You know, how are you going to pay these people? What are you going to do? How are you going to take care of them? You know, there's really, I don't believe there's anything out there. And you really have to begin to think about, how am I going to take care of my employees? You know, you have key employees that you can't do without, but should they come to work if they're sick? Of course not. But, you know, it's funny, Cynthia, you probably remember this. When I grew up, they used to say to you, now listen, they depended upon you so much. They would say something like, you know, if you have a, if you're not coming to business, you better have a really good excuse. Like, you better be dead. And I think about that, right. You know, right? You probably remember hearing that. You better be dead if you can't make it into work. Well, you know, we don't want people being that sick. But, you know, this is something that businesses need to take a look at. And I think that we need to prepare for a world that's changing, if you understand what I mean. You know, eventually this will go away. But what will it leave us with in terms of what we're thinking? You know, it's going to change our business in very important ways. Now, there are businesses out there thinking, wow, can I do any business online? And if you remember Warby Parker, when they were talking about glasses and they said nobody would ever buy glasses online. You know, we have people that buy eyeglasses online. I mean, they're the ones that made it happen, right? So I think businesses have to begin to look at how can they deal with things online? What should they be doing? See, there's an opportunity. Things like this produce opportunities. But businesses have to begin to say, okay, what do I know? What can I do? And one of the really important is supply chains. Now, this was one thing that I found that the businesses I spoke with were very much attuned to. They were aware that a lot of their merchandise was coming from places like China and Italy. And they were starting to look for suppliers in the United States. Now, that's really very important, you know, and they were starting to question their suppliers who were getting merchandise from these areas of the world. And so they were told that a lot of their suppliers were starting to build factories in the United States, build factories in Mexico, and that they were preparing that maybe they would not be doing business, as much business, with places like China. So I thought that that was very insightful of several customers of mine. One woman said to me that she had, she's in the floor covering business, and she has a very big job coming up in 3 months. And she was told that the one product she needed, she would not be able to get. They said to her, forget it. You're not going to be able to get it because where we get it from is closed, and we're just not going to get it. And so that has made her start thinking, how do I plan my job? And this is floor covering at a time when I might not be able to get my products. And I don't think we've ever had that in this country. I mean, when could we not get something, right? So one of the things is that companies need to consider that this crisis is should change how they do certain things, and they need to begin to reflect on what is going on, what is the crisis that's going on for them, and what effort should they be making to become, think about the airline safety business. I mean, we all know that planes are filthy, for heaven's sake. And now people are beginning to carry disinfectant wipes with them. You know, they're starting to, you know, look at how they just treat the common colds. And I was in a thrift shop a couple of weeks ago, and somebody sneezed and just sneezed all over. And the clerk said to that person, "You need to cover your mouth. You need to get tissues. You can't sneeze all over everybody." And that's the first time I ever heard anybody. And the person was like, "Oh my gosh, you're right. I shouldn't do that." But, you know, maybe what we need to do is we just need to be more prepared. We need to be paying attention to things like cleanliness and, you know, having tissues around and cleaning, constantly cleaning the surfaces our businesses. And I think that's one of the things that we have to show customers that are coming in, that we're safe. Do you know what I'm saying? That we know that this virus lives on hard surface. So we should be cleaning all day long. And our customers should see us cleaning. And we should be paying attention to these things so that we can just show that we're smart and that we care about our customers.
But, you know, no matter what you do, you're going to go out into the larger world than just your home. And in that larger world, you're going to encounter germs and, you know, people might be sick and so forth. So, you know, I'm watching this coronavirus thing evolve on TV and listen to it on the radio. But do you think it's more scare tactics than anything else?
You know, is there a difference between scare tactics and being and looking out for the future? In other words, you know, we can ignore things and we can go on from there. Or we can say, you know what, I need to be proactive instead of reactive. I'm reading this morning where, you know, this virus just has a tendency to be more lethal than the other viruses. And we don't know very much about it. And we know that people over 80 are more susceptible. The people that have died, I think 14% have been over 80. But that, you know, we still have people taking off time from work, people who have little kids who are scared. I mean, if your child goes to daycare center, you know, you're worried. And again, I think we need to be proactive. You know, yes, we're going to go out in the world. You know, we're going to get on planes. We just need to take care of ourselves. And, you know, what we don't want, you know, we do have a pandemic. It's from another country. It started someplace else. We don't know anything about this kind of thing, and we need to be paying attention so that it doesn't get worse. And I think, you know, when we see our government looking at this, we need our government to help these small businesses. You know, if you're a little business and they've closed off four blocks of where you are, you're done. I mean, you know, you've got, this is maybe your season, you know, and if it's fall coming, this is your season. We're coming into the spring when people, you know, clean their houses and want to make changes. It's when the sun comes out. Oh, my gosh. So, but what happens to you? You know, what are you going to do with your employees? Who's going to pay for them? You know, this is something, right, you're not used to doing. I mean, the world's going to go on as it goes on, and we're going to be out. You know, most of us are still going to go to the movies. And we may think twice, though, about getting on planes. I mean, I was at the doctor, and she said to me, I said, should I get on a plane? And she said, I said, am I in one of those categories? And she said, no, your immune system is fine. But you know what? You shouldn't be getting on a plane. You know, you're over 60. And I thought, oh, my gosh. She said, you know, you're much more of a candidate to get sick. And so I thought to myself, my God, they're going to just think I'm old. They don't want to hire me anymore. And she said, no, it just you just need to take care of yourself. So I think that this is a wake-up call for us to take care of ourselves and to take care of the people who work for us. So we need to keep updating our employees. We don't need them to get scared, but they need to know that as a business owner that we're on it, right? We're on it, we're paying attention, and, you know, let's just say again that you have to close your business. What happens to them? So you should be taking action around that and looking at the big picture, not the hype. I understand what you're saying. You know, you can be online, and every 3 hours there's some kind of update that'll scare you how many people died and when. Right?
Right.
But you need to look at the big picture. So you need to look at the next 6 months. But that was one thing I found very interesting. Again, the people I spoke to were aware that it was going to get worse. And I asked them, how do you know that? And they said, because around us, we see that the major businesses, national businesses, have less customers. Now, we rely on them. If you're in a shopping mall, right, with a major company, and you're seeing that they have less customers, you know, maybe you rely on them to come in your business. You know, maybe they shop there first, and then they come into your business thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm going to see less. So maybe you need to up your marketing. You need to be doing more things online. Maybe you need to be doing webinars and talking to your customers. You need to be doing your social media. You need to be paying more attention to things that are maybe you think they augment your business. But in this case, you need to be paying attention to how you're going to communicate with your customers. And then you need to talk to your employees again, you know, because they're scared. You know, maybe they can't go to work. I know that I go to physical therapy, and my physical therapist has family in China. And she says that her brother can't get out of his house. I mean, he can't go to work. And that's kind of scary, right? If you can't go to work, because how do you pay? You know, they're not going to give you free at the grocery store. You know, you can't say, well, you know, I can't work, so can you give me food this week? So we may all be thinking about those things. But again, what's the opportunity for us, right? What can we do that we can help out? You know, maybe it's more remote business. Maybe, again, it's looking at talking with the businesses next door and figuring out how can we work together? You know, what are the things that we can do to bring in more customers? Or how can we get involved in the community, right, to help out?
I think technology changes a lot, whereas maybe 30 years ago or 20 years ago, if this virus hit then, there wouldn't be the opportunity to do as much business online as there is today, right?
Oh, you're right. You know, if you think about AOL started, there were like 3% of people online. Three. Now, if you compare that with how many now, and you see that's the, like you said, this whole hype, everybody's paying attention. We can't help it. You know, our cell phones, you know, our computers, we know what's going on. And
right.
So we're worried because, again, we don't see this as an opportunity. And I don't mean that people are sick and dying. That's the opportunity. But we have to begin to think about how do I connect with my customers now? I still remember reading about Henry Ford who, you know, when he went out and asked people how they felt about their of having a car and better transportation and faster, what they wanted were faster horses. So it's like we have trouble thinking change. And we need to think change, because this is going to change in many ways how we see the world. You know what I mean? It's like we didn't know that something that happened in another part of the world could actually come over here and affect our businesses. But we have to begin to focus on solutions, not the problem. I mean, we know we can't overreact on things that are beyond our control. I mean, what are we going to do? But we can commit to goals in our life that can help us get through this. You know, we can figure out how we're going to support people and how we're going to be. And, you know, it's not even a question of being positive. You know, sometimes being positive is kind of silly because, you know, there's not much you can do. And maybe it's like putting your head in the sand. The thing is to look at it and to figure out, they call it compassionate management, you know, kind of understanding how we can be of service to the people around us and to our community at this point, and so that we can get through this and we can figure out, like what do I want to be in this situation? What's important to me? Like, who can I collaborate with? How can I help everybody that works for me feel that they don't need to be frightened, that I'm also concerned about the future, right? I'm concerned about your job. I'm concerned about my business, and I'm concerned about your job. So it's kind of, we have to be resilient is what we have to be, and realize that we're going to get through this, but that, you know, some people are more frightened than others. And I think as a business owner, you've got to talk to your employees. You may need to talk to them one by one, because you don't know their situations at home. So you need to figure out, you know, what does it mean if they have two people working and all of a sudden one of them can't work, or the school is closed? I'm looking at that. And how many people who work, their kids go to school, and they need their kids in school because that's when they go to work, right? Now what do they do? There's kids at home. Mm-hmm. Who's going to take care of them? So we need to, as business owners, we need to talk to our employees. We need to understand what they're going through and figure out how to become problem solvers at this point. You know, not, like I said, stick our heads in the sand and say, well, you know, we'll get through this. It'll all go away. But how are we going to treat each other during this time? How do we stay grounded? And again, it's a question of being proactive. We need to take care of ourselves. I mean, maybe you do need to get a little bit more sleep this time. You know, maybe you need to eat better, right? Take your vitamins, you know, all these things that you do, maybe you do them haphazardly, but now they're saying, okay, so take care of yourself. Maybe stay away from listening to a lot of the things that are going on there. You know, learn how to meditate. Yeah, people say, oh, I can't do that. I don't know, you know, but maybe it's just a question of mindful breathing and taking some time out to calm yourself. Because if your business, I'm looking at New York and Westchester County, if I were down there, boy, I sure would be trying to figure it out because, you know, we're looking at high rent places, right? Real high rent, high taxes. And there you are with your four-person business trying to figure out if your coffee shop's going to make it. So
let me ask you this, Liz. Both you and I live in Albany. And we live not too far away from the governor's mansion.
Right.
Do you think that the governor is playing this up for more publicity, for getting on the news more and stuff like that? What do you think?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, could he be? Yeah. But could he be? I mean, he's our governor. And we expect, do we not? I mean, it's his job. you know, whether we like him or not, it's his job to take care of the people in this state. And
yeah.
his job is to figure out, at this point, how to lessen this, how to make sure less people get sick and don't die, and try to figure out how he's going to keep the businesses going. So if you think about it, if he doesn't pay attention and he doesn't give any support to the businesses, you know, what are we going to think about him later? You know, when we see, like, the federal government, our president, whether you like him or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to be figuring out how is he going to help these businesses? They can't all close, but they haven't all prepared, because how do you prepare for this, right? They haven't prepared how they're going to close for 2 weeks. How are they going to pay their own insurance? How are they going to pay their employees? How are they going to pay the rent on their building? So the government needs to do something, because this is not something, you know, that we knew very much about. And so we need them to do it. Whether they're overreacting, I have no idea. Is it better to overreact than underreact? I would kind of side on that side, Cynthia.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I would say, you know. He does a good job, you know, good, because we need him to do a good job. If things don't work out and he doesn't do anything, we're going to blame it on him. So he kind of can't win, I think. You know, that's a tough job to have, you know. But, you know, if you look at after 9/11, right, how we felt, you know, that the mayor of Albany, right, that, oh, he did such a great job, and, you know, and on. And you think about it now, what else was he going to do, right? It's not a question of, you know, he had to do something, right?
You mean the mayor of New York City, right?
Yeah, the mayor of New York City. I mean, here he was, you know, everybody's saying, oh, my gosh, he just was the best person in the world. Well, if you think about it, it's not that he had a choice, right? He had to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And he had good people around him, He mobilizes the people. He gets them going. You know, he makes sure that they have services that they need. And so, you know, despite everything, you know, we feel like it was handled well. Again, if he hadn't done anything, you know, then if he hadn't done as much as I guess what I'm saying is. So in times like this, we need our elected officials to pay attention. Isn't that what we pay them for? I mean, we pay them.
Right.
And
right.
They represent us. And we hope, I think, that in times like this, that they have maybe more skills and more clout than we have. Obviously more money, and so we do depend on them. So, again, I think as a business owner, what you need to do is you need to focus on your employees and what you can do to help allay their fears and meet with them, maybe individually, and find out what their circumstances are like at home. Try to figure out what you can control, right? Figure out what you can control. You know, maybe you need to be doing more business online. Remember, this is an opportunity. Every time the world changes, there's an opportunity. So what can you do, right? What can you do to help out? How can you make your customers feel better? Because, you know, they're thinking, should I go out? Maybe I shouldn't go out. I mean, look at the airlines. What are they going to do? I mean.
And so, Liz, we have to close with that question. So give yourself a little plug.
I'm a business consultant, and I help businesses make good decisions about their customers. And in times like this, you know, I'm happy to talk to anybody that wants to call me, 518-495-5380, and discuss their particular situation, see if we can come up with some ideas for them that will get us all through this.
Great. So you have been listening to Lizbeth Calandrino. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and this is Women Who Inspire. Please check out the new website, Women Who Inspire. Click on the Facebook icon and the Twitter icon and follow us. Thank you, Liz, and thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you for what you do, Cynthia.
Thank you.